sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. So the question is, why now are we not sending heavy weapons to Ukraine? The line that was drawn before was we would only send them defensive weapons. That's ridiculous. You can't be on defense all your life. The best defense is a good offense. Newt Rockne said that. Great Notre Dame coach. Best defense is a good offense. Now we're sending them some offensive weapons, the idea being to drive Russians out of territory they've already taken, which is, in effect, defensive. They shouldn't have been allowed to do it in the first place. Yes, we have a treasonous Republican Party that is stabbing Joe Biden in the back. I get it. Yes, they attack Joe Biden and not Putin. I get it. Yes, they are a party drifting towards fascism. I get it. Deal with it. Abraham Lincoln dealt with a lot worse. So did George Washington, and so did FDR. One of the things that people say, well, we're afraid that Putin will use nuclear weapons. That's baloney. He's not going to use them. And I'll tell you what, by caving in, letting him take Ukraine, and he gets emboldened, he'll be more likely to use them in the future. Unless you stop him now. The only way to get rid of Putin is military defeat. And the beauty of what's going on is, from a tactical point of view, is that the Ukrainians are more than able to defeat him. And it's not on Russian soil. Nobody can say that this is an existential threat to Russia. He has got to be assassinated by his own people. And when they continue to be strangled economically, their 600-foot flagship, the Moscow, sunk in the Black Sea by a bunch of guys on the beach with a flatbed truck and a homemade missile. We're not talking U.S. Navy here. We're not talking Battle of Midway. We're not talking Battle of Leyte Gulf. No, we're not. We're talking about the gang that couldn't shoot straight. That's what we're talking about. Now, Russia put out a threat. They put out all these threats. North Korea puts them out too. Russia's threat a couple of days ago was, the U.S. has to stop arming Ukraine or there will be, quote, unpredictable consequences, end quote. Oh, really? Oh, really? Good luck. We've been arming Ukraine now for almost 2 months. We should have been arming them for 3 months. And we've been giving them arms that have killed tens of thousands of Russian soldiers, helped them sink it's a guided missile cruiser, the Moscow. So good luck. This is an impotent threat by a scared, impotent individual named Putin. Then they turn and they realize they miscalculated, that they have put spine in NATO, and now Finland and Sweden are considering applying. It looks as if Finland may be doing it in the next several weeks. Finland has an 840-mile border with Russia. Russia invaded them during the Second World War. Why did they invade him during the Second World War? Because Russia, under Stalin, allied with Hitler. They allied with Hitler. And the idea was that Hitler and Russia together would decimate Eastern Europe and Russia would get a slice and restore the boundaries that they had in 1795 when Prussia, Russia, and Austria divided up Poland. And remember, Lithuania and Ukraine were part of Poland back then. The Ruskies want all that. Finland stood up to them. They have these skinny guys who know how to ski, and they wear white uniforms. Come down the mountain. You've seen them in ski jumping in the Olympics. They go seemingly forever. They're like birds up there in the air, and they can shoot a machine gun while they're doing it. Killed a lot of Ruskies. Then Hitler stabbed Stalin, broke their treaty, their contract, their mutual defense agreement, their trade agreement, invaded Russia. Stalin couldn't believe he did it. Stalin then came sniveling to the West going, we're victims too, support us. And of course, we did support him to an extent so they could fight the Nazi army from the East. As a result of all this, Finland lost some land, but at least they kept their independence, and they're not likely to give it up again. Finland's an unusual country. There's several languages in Europe that don't appear to have Indo-European roots, and nobody knows how the heck they survived and where they came from. Finland's one of them, Hungary's one of them, and the Basque country in Spain is one of them. So the Finns aren't going to be going Russian anytime soon. As a result of this, they're going to put in for NATO membership, and Russia just threatened them with hypersonic nuclear missiles. Now, let me tell you something. When somebody makes a doomsday threat so frequently, it loses its teeth. We know they have nuclear missiles. They know we have nuclear missiles. And they know the minute they launch one, that's the end of Moscow, St. Petersburg, all their cities. In the 10th century, Russia was a little over a thousand years ago, Russia was a forest inhabited by wolves. And it will once again be a forest inhabited by wolves if they go through with any of this. They're not going to go through with any of it. They're getting strangled economically. So why do we not, Joe Biden, you're being stabbed by Republicans, traitors to the country, I get it, but why are we not sending airplanes? We can send MiGs, 70 of them, in the possession of Slovakia, Slovenia, Poland, the old Warsaw Pact countries. Let Zelensky put in his own no-fly zone, get food and water to Mariupol. Why are we not giving them shorter-ship missiles that can take out Russian ships, not just 20 miles or 40 miles away, but 200 miles away? Why aren't we giving them multi-missile launchers so that it's not like in the old days, you stick a cannonball in the cannon and then you hold your ears and the thing goes off? These are multi-missile launchers. You put six or eight of them, touch a button and off they go. Relentless bombing of everything Russian in Ukraine. Why aren't we doing that? Why aren't we giving them more tanks? Why aren't we giving them more armored vehicles? Why aren't we opening up a humanitarian corridor in Mariupol, getting them ammunition, food, and water, and getting evacuees out? Nothing that we do to the Nazi Ruskies in Ukraine is going to lead to a nuclear war. There was a clown that just spoke for the Russian government, and you got to listen to the status of who says it. If Putin says it, it has more meaning. He doesn't say very much. He has Medvedev, the president, say it, or he'll have Sergey Lavrov. This one is a lower-level clown in one of their departments who said that Russia is not going to use nuclear weapons unless it's an existential threat, like there are troops, NATO troops in Moscow. Well, NATO troops aren't going into Moscow. I've been to Moscow. Nice enough city. If I want a good meal, I'll go to New York or Paris or Rome, not going to Moscow. I ate in a restaurant called the Aphrodite, and the only reason I ate there was because Pushkin had his last meal there before he was killed in a duel in the 19th century. And I kind of like that kind of stuff. It was passable, but nobody's going to go there as a tourist. We don't need to go to Moscow. They know we're not going to Moscow. These people are woofing. We can stop them in Ukraine. If we do not stop them in Ukraine, and they continue to butcher and slaughter that population, demoralizing Eastern Europe, we've given Putin a win, and for the next 10 years, he'll be up to this, always threatening. Stop them now. Send the planes. Send the shorter ship missiles. Call your congressman. And if they do a song and dance, get a different congressman. Get a different congressman. I'm tired of this kind of weakness. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. It's all.